this campaign, this specific campaign involving lists and so on, has begun recently. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán mentioned the press during a long speech during the commemoration of Hungary's 1956 revolution against Soviet domination. He used that occasion to speak about many things. And also, obviously, he mentioned the press. And this is what he said.
Ilyenkor október 23-án látjuk a legvilágosabban. A 20. században katonai birodalmak okozták a bajt.
From today's perspective, we can see clearly now that in the 20th century it was the military empires which caused problems in Europe. Now, in their slipstream, new global financial empires have risen. They have no borders, but they have the world media and have bought tens of thousands of people. They have no solid structure, but they have an extensive network of media personnel. They are quick, strong and brutal. These globalized forces have taken over Brussels and many other member states. These empires are the cause of the huge waves of migration across the globe. Only Hungary is standing up to this. Central Europe is the continent's last migrant-free zone. That's why the battle for the EU's future starts here.
I think this was a clear reference as well to a recently published black list of 8 journalists, which include myself. I'm the only foreign reporter on that list. My Hungarian colleagues are also there. And they have been accused by government media of being propagandists of George Soros. Also, they say on that list that we are a threat for Hungary, and that obviously that should lead to a reaction against us.
Just a week ago in Malta, a journalist was murdered, apparently because of her work. Are journalists similarly worried in Hungary?
Yes, actually, they are worried. I know at least of one person. She told me that she has been threatened already, that she's afraid to go out at night. She was also one of the journalists on that list. I have to say that the atmosphere really started to change. Even myself, I've received messages, one of them saying that my family should have been sent on a holiday to Auschwitz, that I should never have been born, and this kind of things. Now, obviously, the rhetoric can be quite harsh. And people in the opposition are saying that there seems to be very little space for genuine criticism towards the government.
Are journalists like you finding it difficult to actually do your work? Are you being stopped, for instance, taken off press lists, not given access to the kinds of people that you need to speak to?
Indeed, that is a growing problem. Not long ago, my accreditation at the Foreign Ministry was taken away. They said that I have to reapply again. I also have received a letter from the media authority and the local authorities that I can no longer do broadcasts and also online activities from my current address. So more or less what I'm doing is illegal, you can say. But yes, things start to change. And I think it's part of a wider effort of intimidation towards journalists. And that is really what not only me, but also several correspondents I've spoken to, and especially also Hungarian journalists are saying. So the atmosphere really starts to change towards the press.
Is there anything being done to combat Viktor Orbán's campaign?
Absolutely. The Swedish ambassador was even organizing what he called a blacklist lunch at his residency here in Budapest. There were also ambassadors from France, Canada and other nations there. And among the diplomats was also the U.S. Charge d'Affaires, currently the top U.S. diplomat, David Kostolanczyk. And he earlier spoke at a meeting of the Hungarian Journalist Association, where he expressed concern about the way the Hungarian government is treating the press.
In a recent development, some media outlets closely linked to the government published the names of individual journalists they characterized as threats to Hungary. This is dangerous to the individuals and also to the principles of a free, independent media. We must protect free press.